Dear Michelle, I need help. My wife and I have been married for 26 years. We have two grown kids who we both adore. They're married but live close by. I tell you this because our kids have been the focus of our lives. I always thought that this is a good thing, but out of the blue, my wife tells me that we have nothing in common except for our kids and that she loves me, but she isn't in love with me anymore. You have no idea how I felt when she dropped this bomb. My wife doesn't love me, and now she complains about everything. She's miserable. Apparently, I am the cause of every unhappy thought she has. I can do nothing right. I am too controlling. I'm not communicative. We're like two ships passing in the night. She even said that she's been unhappy for a very long time and that she was just faking it for the sake of the kids. Michelle, I feel like I had the rug pulled from beneath me. My wife is 52 years old. All of a sudden, she's obsessed with working out and dressing in sexy clothes. I think she's worried about getting old. Her mother died when she was 60 of a heart attack. Do you think she's having a midlife crisis? Do you think this could be a hormone problem? I mentioned that to her, and she went ballistic. What bothers me the most is that she blames me for everything. I feel like she hates me. This isn't the woman I married and have loved for 26 years. What happened to my wife? Is there anything I can do to bring her back? The problem is, everything I say or do seems to make things worse. Signed, Matt. Hey, Matt, I wish I had a dollar for each time someone in my practice said, "Is my spouse having a midlife crisis?" Yes, I absolutely believe that there is such a thing as a midlife crisis. I don't think it only happens when people are in their 50s or their 60s. It could happen at any time in life. But whenever it happens, it can be devastating if you're the one standing next to the person who's having it, like you are right now, Matt. Because what tends to happen is when one gets to this point in one's life, they review their life, they look at their choices, their decisions, the path their life has taken, and they realize that they're mortal. And they ask themselves, is this how I want to spend the rest of my life? And if the answer is no, and they're unhappy and they feel unsettled, they look around for the cause of the unhappiness. And very often, the person standing next to them receives all the blame. That's you. If it weren't for you, I'd be happier. If it weren't for you, we'd be living in Colorado or California. We'd be richer. I'd be thinner. Whatever the case may be, you get all the blame. Now, in your heart, you know that's not true, but it doesn't really matter because if your wife is thinking these things, for her, it is true. If you try to debate her, if you try to convince her that her thinking is out of line, if you cut out articles from women's magazines trying to show her that her thinking is flawed, it will backfire. Don't do it. Please don't tell her this is because of a hormonal problem. Don't tell her that she's perimenopausal or menopausal because it'll fly back in your face. She will get so angry and want to pull away from you. There is only one thing for you to do when your wife is going through this kind of transitional period, and that's for you to say, "I understand. I understand that reflecting on your life right now is very, very important to you, and I'm going to step out of your way so that you can do it. And furthermore, I know that I haven't been the perfect husband, and if there's something that you feel that you need to tell me about how I've disappointed you in life, I'm open to hearing it." Now, I know as you're listening to me saying this, you're thinking, how can I do that? Because I feel love is slipping through my fingers. I'm telling you that if you keep pursuing her, if you keep trying to show her that she's wrong or challenging her, she will slip through your fingers. Your job right now, Matt, is to lay low. You need to get a life. Go find friends, find family. Really focus on yourself. Be a good person. Stay centered. Because as soon as you do, your wife will realize that you're not hovering over her anymore. It may not happen right away, but on the other hand, it might. And when you're not hovering, maybe it will open up space for her to want to share with you some of the things that she'd like to change about her life. And only this time you may be included in her life plans. Sometimes in marriage, the very best thing you can do is to give your partner space. And right now, this is what you need to do. So Matt, your job right now is to keep a low profile. You know, when they use the phrase a midlife crisis, the word crisis implies short term. I know it feels like it's going to go on forever, but it won't. Your job is to focus on yourself, be with friends, be with family, don't burn any bridges behind you. And when your wife, you know, explores her life and she gets to the other side and the alien who abducted her returns her to planet Earth, she will come back to you. You just have to have the faith that she will.